This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. A couple of years ago, October of 2017, if you're looking for a date, we did an interview with the CEO of the biggest hotel chain in the world. Arne Sorensen and I had a cup of coffee in the dining room of the Ritz-Carlton on Central Park South in New York City. Ritz is one of Marriott's brands. That's the company that Sorensen runs. And we had a long talk about the travel and hospitality business and what he saw from where he sat. Suffice it to say that that business looks really different right now. So we got Arne Sorensen on the phone to talk things over. Mr. Sorensen, it's good to have you back on the program again.
Thank you, Kai. Good to be with you again.
So I have to tell you, obviously, we've all been following the course of the economics of this crisis. I kind of realized it was going to get real serious when I saw Marriott come out and say, we are probably going to have to lay off tens of thousands of people. When did you know it was going to be serious?
Well, there was a sort of creeping sense for a few days that this was bad. We had a weekend, maybe 3 or 4 weeks ago, when the news left China and showed up in Korea and Italy. I think that was sort of filled with foreboding because it looked like it had left Asia and it was moving around the world. And it looked likely at that point in time that it was going to move into the United States in some manner. But it was in the week or maybe 2 weeks after that we started to see business simply disappear.
You said on CNBC the other day, we want people to be strong enough when we reopen, which, yes, of course we do. But what does it look like to you that's going to make Marriott strong enough to reopen? Because there's months to go on this yet with nobody going to hotels.
Well, there's obviously a lot of uncertainty about when we start to tiptoe back out into life. I think even more importantly than that, and something we've spent an awful lot of time with in talking with politicians both on the Hill and in the administration the last few weeks, is let's make sure that the tools to support our people are set up to be available immediately to them at levels that allow them to survive, not have too much disruption in their lives, and so that they too are ready to get back.
Let me dip into the political here for just a sec, since you alluded to it. Are you satisfied that this $2 trillion from Congress is going to be enough, or are they going to have to go back to the well, as it were?
It is an 800-page bill that it won't surprise you to hear many of us have not read yet, and we're really trying to digest what is in there. I'm encouraged by what they've done with respect to the unemployment insurance scheme. I'm encouraged by what they've done in terms of loans to small businesses. And remember, many of our hotels are owned by third parties, virtually all of them, often run by those third parties, and they are small businesses. And then, of course, you've got some provisions on loans for others, including bigger companies. I'm not sure that we'll need any of those, but I think the tools that are in there are powerful. Biggest bailout of all time, obviously, $2 trillion. Do they have to go back to the well again? Maybe, but only if it lasts for probably more than a quarter or so, would be my guess.
Last thing, Mr. Sorensen, and then I'm going to let you go, and I'm going to take a turn to the personal here, and I'm just going to see how it goes. So you put out a video on Twitter a week ago today, which somehow seems like a really long time ago, to all Marriott employees. And we should say here, you are being treated for pancreatic cancer. You look like you are being treated for pancreatic cancer. And you said in the beginning of this video that your advisors had suggested you not do video maybe because of that. And you went on and you delivered a really sober but fundamentally uplifting message. But I want to get to the end of it. The thing ran like 5 minutes. And it was clear to me at the end that you got emotional. And I guess the question coming out of that is, are you scared?
I am. How to answer that question? I'm terrified of the impact to the thousands of people that we've got across the world who depend on the work that they do for us, for their livelihoods and for their families' livelihoods. And I'm terrified that they have the resources that they need in order to get through it. We're still early in this process. While furloughs have happened across the world and people are getting used to that, we're in the first week or two in the United States where that's the case. Now, we're a few months in advance of that across Asia Pacific, but the impact to people's lives will be profound. And we took three takes on that video, and I'll confess that I didn't choke up in exactly the same sentence every time, but I did choke up every one of the three times, and I wasn't intending to. And I said to the crew afterwards, figure out what you can use from that. But I choke up because I just think of the profound impact to the lives of folks who have zero responsibility for the crisis that we're in and who will pay a price which is much higher than they deserve to pay. They don't deserve to pay any price. And so we've got to find a way, communicating with them, being transparent with them, to get through this together. We will ultimately. People will come back to life because we're a resilient people all across the globe, including particularly in the United States. But we got to get there sooner rather than later in order to minimize the pain that so many will bear.
Arne Sorensen is the CEO of Marriott. Mr. Sorensen, thanks for your time, sir. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Guy.